Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, coming up at 2 o'clock, WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. So stay tuned for it. They'll be talking to both Curran and the Razor.
Ooh, good stuff.
On the program today. So listen there. You can also listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. We'll also get to the grab bag and clip du jour before we get out of here.
Uh-huh.
But we've talked a lot today, Keith, yes, about Pats and Jets.
Yes.
But we haven't yet given you the keys.
Keith, Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
All right, folks, Thursday night football kicking off week 11 in the NFL. The Patriots 8-2 taking on the Jets, who are 2-7. Pats 12.5-point favorites. We have an over-under of 43.5. This bad boy is going to kick off at 8:15 from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Curtis, my favorite Martin. Mike Vrabel is 3-4. As a head coach on Thursday Night Football.
Uh-oh.
The Patriots have never lost in their Nor'easter uniforms.
That's good.
Wayne Krabet was in Elf. Well, kinda. His jersey was. Buddy's brother had the number 80 in Gotham Green. A drunken Joe Namath famously told Susie Colbert that he wanted to kiss her, but to my surprise, she declined. Because that always seemed to work when strangers would say the same to my ex-wife. The 2025 Patriots defense ranks first in the NFL against the run, allowing 79.2 rushing yards per game. The Patriots' record for fewest rushing yards allowed since the NFL merger is 88.6 rushing yards per game in 2016, a year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Rob Gronkowski's one-day contract has officially run out 1 hour ago, so he will not be playing tonight.
Yeah.
The Jets are the only team in the NFL this season without an interception on defense.
I've heard that.
That was one of my keys I had all day.
Yeah.
I had that
key.
One locked in.
Yep.
According to Google AI Overview, the New York Jets chose the team name to signify their modern, forward-looking identity, inspired by the jet age and the rise of aviation in the late 1950s and early 1960s. But that's not the only reason. I see Jones's face starting to scrunch like a pug dog as the ball of yarn that is his brain begins to get tangled.
Yep, sure.
But let me step in before we have to call IT. Jets rhymes with Mets, and they both used to share a stadium. The Jets will be playing this game on the road, but that's not new for them because of the 1973 World Series where the Mets lost in seven. They had to open the season with six straight road games. This is a unique feat in the Super Bowl era. Speaking of feet, Rex Ryan. Safety Brendan Schooler is leading the team with 11 special teams tackles, and he needs three special teams tackles to match his career high of 14 special teams tackles, which he set in his rookie season of 2022. He has recorded three special teams tackles in a game three times at New Orleans, at Cincinnati, and Washington back in 2023.
I was hoping you were going to mention Washington. I remember that one, yeah.
On the King of Queens, Long Island native Kevin James showed his range by playing a Jets fan named Kevin.
Good show.
The Patriots are best known for winning six Super Bowls. The Jets are best known for the butt fumble. If you're here for great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Jets have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history. Remember Broadway Joe Namath?
Sure.
Darrell Revis Island?
Oh, definitely.
Wayne the Green Lantern Krabet?
No.
Sean Big Cat Ellis?
Maybe.
DeBrickashaw Brick Ferguson?
Sounds right.
Jericho Jayco Cotchery? But let me ask you this one, Hotshot.
Sure.
After naming your defense came into fashion in the late 70s with the Steel Curtain, Purple People Eaters, and Grits Blitz, can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname of the 1980s Jets defensive line?
Yeah, the New York Sack Exchange.
The New York Sack Exchange.
Ex-wife joke, no.
In their Week 10 win in Tampa Bay, ESPN's Next Gen Stats recorded two Patriots players at or approaching 22 miles per hour. That's Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams. At those top speeds, the rookies would be able to outrun a polar bear, a roadrunner, meep meep, and a black mamba snake. But not my ex-wife when she hears New York Sack Exchange.
Okay, good. I was hoping for one. Good.
On January 10th, 1999, the Jacksonville Jaguars lost in the divisional round to the Jets. Yikes. Tony Boselli was on the Jags offensive line that was filled with studs all over the skill position group as well. They only mustered 24 points, and Bruce Smith doesn't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. Hunter Henry has seven touchdowns in nine career Thursday night games.
Lock it in.
When most of us were betting the Patriots to win over 8.5 games to start the year, Andy Hart told us, cool your Jets. Sorry, he wrote that. According to Google AI Overview, Jets fans go by the name Gang Green and even let one fan think he was important to the team, Fireman Ed. And finally, Jones and listeners, there are no Derricks in the game tonight, so if you're looking for some Derrick football, you got better luck on Sunday.
Okay. 12.5?
12.5 is a big number.
Give me the over-under again.
43.5.
I like Pats in the over.
31-10, that would be the under.
Yeah, I like more than that.
41-10?
I got the Pats scoring 42, so I think
so
it's going to
be
over.
Yeah.
Well,
I think. 42-0.
I think.
What you might need them to score almost all the points.
That's true. I got Pats covering and, yeah, win by two touchdowns.
If the Jets.
And hang a million points.
If the Jets don't score on their opening drive.
How do they score?
How and when do they score?
Maybe.
It probably won't be offensively.
Maybe. On offense, yeah. How do they score? They won't. Yeah. The answer is they won't.
Because I was going to say, you'd always have the... Well,
maybe Tyrod comes in and has like a garbage drive at the end of the game. Maybe.
Because you're like, well, maybe Ramondre Stevenson fumbles.
Nope, not playing. Not happening.
It's not in the cards.
He's not going to
do
that.
You don't even have that as an option for them. That would have been the formula. Like, draw up a Jets win. It would be score on the first drive, score following a Ramondre fumble, and score on a punt or kick return. Okay, that's 21. The Pats are going to score way more than 21.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's enough. So you're taking the over or the under?
I am going to take the under because I think the Jets score.
I don't like it.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm doing.
I don't like it.
What if it's...
I'm just telling you I don't like it.
I'm telling you what it is. It's 35-7.
You've actually been quite good at predicting.
I nailed one of them earlier this year.
You got a Patriots score and
a Titans game, maybe?
Yeah, and did you get a Bruins score?
Well, Bruins score is not anything.
Yeah, you're right. What was it?
No, it was something else.
What was it?
Was it the Celtics?
Yeah, was it?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was Celtics. Celtics. Yeah, sorry, score. Bruins score.
It was like off by a point or two. Yeah. It was one of their games that they won by a bunch. Yeah.
How about that?
35-7. I'll go in a game where, sadly, the field goal kickers, they'll be left on the sidelines tonight.
Okay. Text line,
617-779-7937.
Which?
The top one?
Oh, Derek's going to be at the game?
That's what the texter said.
I don't believe so.
Oh.
If so, Joe Namath is going to be playing.
Calm him down. Good Lord.
Spray down Joe Namath if Bo Derek's in the grass.
That was such a wild... I remember Bragg watching that live.
I remember
being like
exactly where I was.
I was like, "This is incredible! Like, is this happening right now?"
I think
college.
I feel like I was home from college. So was that?
Oh, could have been a break.
I feel like I was back at home, but it was my I was home from college on like Christmas break or whatever. I think winter break.
December. Hold on a second. Yeah, December 20th, 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were probably like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
College break or whatever. That was wild.
Well, that was one of those, too.
That was like an unraveling of a man.
I say this all the time about, like, the Janet Jackson halftime, where it just kind of happened.
Same year.
There's no social media. So, like...
Wasn't it the same year? Was that 03 that happened?
I don't remember the year on Namath. Yeah, you said 03?
No, 03 for Namath wasn't...
it was the Carolina Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
What a year.
Okay, so, but like, it makes sense, though, because there was no social media. And, like, stuff just happened, and you're like, no, that was weird.
Yeah.
And you know, you weren't, like, wasn't all over your phone and blowing up in real time. I mean, eventually that story clearly blew up.
Yeah.
But, like, you kind of watched it, and you're like, I think that just happened.
You're like, all right,
and then
that's
you go back to watching the second half.
I'm like, all right. Even as, like, a kid, or not a kid, I was 20, no, I was 19.
Yeah.
You're like, that's inappropriate. Oh, that's real inappropriate. Oh, that's really inappropriate.
Say it again.
Huh? Is that a hubcap on that thing?
Calm down, Joe.
I was like, I don't think you're supposed to do any of this.
No.
And then Susie Colbert did like the best she could on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like, all right, we're on live TV, and this guy is like breathing vodka juice down my neck. I'm like, all right, bud. Imagine what he smelled like.
Yeah, it can't be great.
No.
Okay. Other texts here. Keith.
Yeah.
Kevin James's character was Doug. Keith, the character on King of Queens was Doug. That is true. I didn't call him on that in real time. That's true, Billy. It's Doug.
I don't know. I didn't watch
Doug
it.
Doug Heffernan.
But didn't he have a reboot of the show?
You
Kevin
said Kevin. Oh, maybe.
You
have
Kevin now you're talking about? Sure. Yeah, that's
probably still a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Was he a Jets
fan? Jets and Mets.
I'd imagine he was Jets Mets.
Jets Mets and Nets.
Yeah. That's a good show, though, Billy.
Do you think
Kevin can wait?
No, I'm sorry. King of Queens.
KOQ is awesome.
Great show.
If they had
one of the best.
Don't you think they should take one of the hockey teams? So they have the Jets, they have the Nets, they have the Mets.
The Bets?
The Wets.
So much better. That's much
better. I'm going to
the New York Wets. Imagine the merchandise and the mascot.
I would buy something. Move over, Ridge X.
Why don't they? They should all rhyme. You get three out of four. Would that be the Islanders? Not the Rangers. The Rangers are more like Yankees,
yeah, no,
Giants.
The Islanders should change to the Wets.
The Wets.
Yeah, it's an island. There's water everywhere. That makes sense.
Or you could be Brooklyn if they want. They could be the Brooklyn Wets.
Good idea.
It's right there for them.
Oh, it's a copyright.
It's good, like, chemistry.
Let's copyright.
Copyright.
Yeah, copyright. That's ours.
Nailed it.
Cease and desist. Yep. Anyone who wants to steal that. Text line here. Welp, the fact that Jones put the kiss of death on the Patriots with his "I see no way the Patriots lose." We said this with the Titans game. I'm like, there's zero chance they lose that. And Mike Vrabel's return to Tennessee, there's zero chance. We've already done this and been right about
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do? Like, the live win percentages? Jones and Keefe win percentage, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever missed.
No, we're going 100% for this one.
I mean, the Raiders game.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one right.
Now, like,
or the Steelers
missed
game.
About the first three or four.
Yeah, but since then.
I feel like.
Since the winning streak, we haven't missed.
No, like, I'm 100%
of them. Actually, no, we must have picked Buffalo. We must have picked Buffalo that game.
To win Buffalo. You said you wanted it to be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted it to be a one-score game.
Yeah. And it was.
We weren't wrong about that.
They were on the plus side, but still, yeah, we were kind of. No, it's funny. Like, the win total, we weren't far off on, but it was the manner of games. Like, I thought they'd beat the Raiders. I thought they'd lose to the Dolphins. Like, a lot of the games were wrong, but, like, the 8-2 is not
it all sure. Nets out positively.
No, you can't say that, I don't think.
Well.
Maybe you can.
Kevin played Kevin on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, he would have been the same character, right? It's a shared universe, isn't it, Bill?
It is, but I don't remember what it was on Everyone Loves Raymond.
I can't imagine he'd be a different character.
It's a good show, really.
Which one? Everybody, yeah.
I mean, and Everybody Loves Raymond. And King of Queen, the whole universe.
Yeah.
I'd take the whole universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're much more skeptical over there. Yeah,
Spence and Danny should have got a spinoff.
Who were they?
King and Queens.
That was his brother?
I didn't really watch it.
Well, it was his brother in real life.
Right. Yes.
Danny
yes.
was his brother in real life, but his cousin on the show.
Dude, he's in another movie.
Who was Patton Oswalt?
He
was one of those? Okay, yeah, there you go.
Patton Oswalt was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that. What's his name's in another show, Kevin James, or a movie that just came out right now?
Oh, was
have you seen the thing with Kevin James Sandler? Where like Sandler gave him a call.
Yeah,
apparently there's a Twitter account of this art teacher who says he's not Kevin James, but it's like clearly Kevin James. So I don't know if he's doing some kind of like
shtick,
comedic shtick.
He's
something
an
like
art
that.
Teacher.
Yeah, so he's got a different name.
Okay,
says he's an art teacher. It's clearly Kevin James.
Got it. No, he's in two movies this year. One's called Guns Up, which is an action comedy.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of him with, like, looks like some dirt on his face holding a gun. And then he's in a movie called Playdate, which is on Amazon Prime right now with Alan Rickman and Sarah Chalk. Alan Tudyk.
So if you look up Matt
17%
Taylor,
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Matt Taylor, the art teacher, is Kevin James.
Got it. We're getting more.
I don't get the shtick.
We're getting more suggestions, Keith, for the rhymes.
Yeah. What else do they call the hockey team?
The Debts.
Oh, that's not bad.
The Pets.
The New York Pets. Or you can have a wild uniforms. It could be like any animal. You do any animal.
Or the Sets.
Sets. Oh, I like
a nice set.
I like the Pets and the Wets. Probably the best.
Okay, yeah, if you're going to power rank them. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for
She pulls out her breast, and she's juggling them.
The Sets. We will get to WEEI Afternoons. You can jump in line for them. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Hold that note.
Oh, I let you down. You're going to have to hold it. You're going to.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.